When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Actor Neil McDonough is back with us here on the National Defense, and he's got a brand new movie out. So exciting. It's called The Last Rodeo, and it hits theaters today, and very excited to have Neil back on. How are you, Neil?
Randy, thanks for having me back on. I'm so excited about, there's many things I'm excited about, but this weekend being Memorial Day weekend, to write a film about the heartland of America, to have the two lead characters, have spent, they were in the Army together, and here they are together as bull riders and bullfighters, and, especially on this weekend, to write about the heartland, and for my father who came over from Ireland and walked straight into an Army office and said, make me an American, and they shipped him overseas for 5 years. He came back the proudest American that you could ever possibly imagine, and he instilled all those qualities into his six kids, and here I am now getting to write films that speak to the heartland of America, which I think has been a voice that hasn't been heard for several years now, but I think it's back now. And I think that there's a change in the thought process in Hollywood that we need to make more films that actually address that issue, talking to the heartland of America and talking about the core values of what America stands for, faith, family, and God. And I couldn't be prouder.
Neil, yeah, let's talk about that for a little bit, because I think you're exactly right, and I appreciate your words about our men and women in uniform. Always putting them first is something that we can all agree to do. But the thing about the trend right now, it's all about, as you know, in Hollywood, it's all about the numbers. And you get something like The Chosen that takes off on a train that is unstoppable. All of a sudden, other producers and actors are looking around, right?
Well, it's interesting. All the studios come out with their grids every couple of months, and they never mention faith in any of them.
Sure.
And then 8 of the 10 grids that I read 2 months ago, at the very bottom, they all basically said, oh, and by the way, if you have anything that's faith-based, we're very interested this time of year. So there's like a seismic shift into, it's cool to do films about faith. It's cool to do films about family. It's cool. And, The Last Rodeo has edge to it. It's bull riding. It's crazy, yeah, Nutty, amazing stuff that John Avnet directed to a T. And so we have the exciting part of that. And, the faith-based films that we started with were very sweet, nice films and very lower budgeted. And because of what the Irwin brothers did and the Kendricks and yeah, Dallas Jenkins and Angel Studios and Pureflix and all these great thoughts are all culminating into this kind of moment where we're actually making good movies,
yes,
that have backdrop. And that's the key to it. The films that Reveille and I make, we don't want it to be overtly over, you know, smack you over the head with faith-based stuff. We want you to find it yourself, like the character finds his faith at some point in the film. And that's important to me, and I think that, you know, whether you're Catholic or Christian or Jewish or Muslim or agnostic or Buddhist, we want to do films that amplify light, and that's what Angel Studio stands for. So that's what we're doing. That's what we've done at the last rodeo, and we're so stinking proud of it. And if you love films like this, you got to go support it. You got to buy tickets and tell Hollywood we need more films about the heartland of America and what America truly stands for.
Amen. We're talking to Neil McDonough here on the National Defense, the movie Last Rodeo. It's in theaters today. I'm going to use my old cowhand voice to give you the synopsis. A retired rodeo legend risks it all to save his grandson. Facing his own painful past and the fears of his family, he enters a high-stakes bull riding competition as the oldest contestant ever. Along the way, he reconciles old wounds with his estranged daughter and proves a true courage is found in the fight for family. It's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, the accent was perfect. I mean, it was dynamite. Yeah. It's so good.
And you get to kiss the girl at the end in this one, because the girl is your wife.
That's right. It's the first time in my history as an actor in a movie that I've kissed a woman on screen, because everyone knows I won't do it. And so When I wrote the script, I said, honey, there's flashbacks in the movie where I have to kiss my wife. And, you know, I won't kiss anybody else but you. So guess what? You're an actress now. And she's like, no. I'm like, you're a supermodel. You've been on runways with more pressure than anyone. You can handle the pressure being in front of the camera. And she killed it. She did such an awesome job. I'm so proud of Revee. And, you know, all the kids had little parts in there or worked it. You know, one kid was working the stunt department, another kid's working the craft service, another kid's helping with the lights.
I love it.
The McDonough family business in our company, the McDonough family's all in it, and they're all in it to win it. So it's, I'm really just fortunate and blessed.
Hey, and Neil, you know, of course, we've talked about your many, many great roles. Of course, Band of Brothers, that our audience is probably the most familiar with. But, man, Yellowstone, oh, my gosh, were you evil. I mean,
thank you.
It's funny. I was telling a buddy of mine who's a big Yellowstone fan that I was talking to you this morning. I said, all I have to tell you, two words, piercing eyes. He goes, oh, that guy.
That guy, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny. My eyes are so blue, but they represent whatever I'm thinking. So if I'm thinking tough guy thoughts or evil thoughts, it comes through. If I'm thinking, you know, softer, you know, more vulnerable thoughts, they're very vulnerable. It's like a chameleon. I don't get it. I don't understand. But, you know, I'm not the best looking guy in the world. But as soon as you put lights and a camera in front of me, it just, I don't know what happens. It's just magic.
It's magic. We're talking to Neil McDonough here on the National Defense, The Last Rodeo, in theaters today. Now, were you just dying to compete with Mission Impossible? You said, no, let's hold it until Friday.
Well, Angel Studios said, look, we have a great movie. We can put it on any weekend we want. There's more foot traffic Memorial Day weekend than any other weekend.
Right, right.
And I said, yeah, but we're going against Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible. And, you know, so and then I said, it doesn't matter. The word's going to get out. And as soon as the word of mouth comes in this film, it's just going to keep having legs. And it's fantastic. And people are going to support it because it's the only film on the landscape. You can't bring your whole family to Mission Impossible. And, you know, and Lilo and Stitch, you can bring part of your family, but some part of your family might not really enjoy kids' cartoons.
Right.
So, you know, we made a film that goes back to the values of really kind of like the 70s in American filmmaking. We're going to talk about issues. You know, some of it's going to get a little ugly at times because that's what happens with family. But by the end, we're going to get through it through our faith and hard work and perseverance. And again, those are the American values that this country was built upon. And that's what we're doing in the films that Revee and I make, and that's what we certainly did this weekend for The Last Rodeo. So, again, if those are the films that you want to see, you've got to go support it and buy tickets so Hollywood will churn out more films that are like this and less films that are dark and weird and strange.
Well, and I can't wait to see you, riding your horse because, now, you've ridden horses your entire life. How physical was this for you?
You know, riding horses, yes, my whole life is one thing, but riding a bull and mechanical bulls and training and everything else, it beat the snot out of me, and I loved everything. You know, being the youngest of six kids, I was used to getting tortured and beaten by my brothers, and you know, it made me tougher and stronger, and now I get to show off that stupid toughness that I have, and, you know, it was Are you kidding me? I was a kid in a candy store. And, you know, at 58 years old, 58 is the new 30, and I got ripped. I got in great shape. Flipped my life. This company that I became part of, really, it was the nutrition that I needed, and it just changed everything for me. And now it's, I couldn't be prouder of the shape that I got in, the hard work that Reveille and I put in to tell a true story about, you know, semi-autobiographical about what happened to me in my personal life and how I suffered years ago and how I got through it through my wife and faith. And that's really what the film is about at its core. So here I am talking about it. Here I am. It's coming out this weekend, and here we are. Hopefully you guys will go and support it.
Absolutely. The Last Rodeo in theaters today. Neil, always great to talk to you, man. Best of luck.
Awesome.
I just hope the film does incredibly well, and I know it will.
Thank you for your show and what you do for the men and women of the armed services and the United States of America. Your show is unbelievable, pal. Keep it up. You're incredible.
Hey, it is my honor. Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
The Home Depot has fast, free delivery on the perfect gift to help Dad do more this Father's Day. Because Dad is more than just a dad. He's groundskeeper of the yard, the perfecter of the patio, and the cleaner of the clippings. How are Dads doing with Ryobi cordless outdoor power tools from the Home Depot? Like the Ryobi 40-volt string trimmer kit for $159. For everything Dad is, find the perfect gift at the Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Red and Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Ed Quinn is with us. You've seen him in so many things: NCIS New Orleans, CSI Crime Scene Investigation, Two Broke Girls. The guy's been everywhere, and he's stars also as a President Hunter Franklin in The Oval, written, directed, executive produced by Tyler Perry on BET, and now he's got a new movie. Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great, man. Great to talk to you. You seemingly never stop working.
Well, that's out of necessity. I'm the moron. I decided to do this for a living. And, I realize there's a whole bunch of actors that either can live in a cardboard box or they have really rich parents.
Yeah.
So they don't really, you
right.
know, like, working and making a living doesn't really matter to them. And I'm like, hey, man, I got a mortgage payment. I got a car payment.
Right,
so,
right.
I've had no choice. I've had to hustle.
Hey, and this new movie, Shadow Force, that's out, you star opposite Kerry Washington. Talk about that a little bit.
It was a ton of fun. You know, Kerry Washington, I worked for in 2018. We did an ABC pilot. She was producing. Didn't go. But I also worked with a good friend of mine, Joe Carnahan, big, you know, action director, you know, the gray A-team. And they were doing this, you know, big actioner down in Colombia, and they called me up, and I went down, and we just had this absolute blast, you know. And Omar Sy from Lupin on Netflix, Divine Joy, Method Man,
sure.
Mark Strong. You know, it's about a couple, you know, wayward assassins being hunted by their old team. You know, it's got a real sort of family vibe, real funny. And lots of car chases and boat chases and, you know, gunfights. And so it was a ton of fun.
See, that's the kind of stuff. I mean, our audience is mainly active duty military, veterans and their families. That's the kind of stuff just, you know, they eat it up.
Oh, well, I think so too. And, you know, like, I'm super happy too. I have a lot of friends, you know, who serve, you know, a couple really close buddies that are, you know, ex-SEALs. And they always tell me I look like a moron when I'm, you know, working with the firearm. And my nickname is Chicken Wing. Former SEAL named Kevin Kent gave me that when he was trying to teach me how to shoot my arm in.
Chicken
and
Wing.
I think I'm pretty good at it. A couple guys say, all right, Corner, you finally don't look like a complete spastic with this. They gave me this tiny little 9mm,
right.
You know, a 30-round magazine. And I mean, it was a small. I'm 6'4" a quarter. I got this gun that's like, you know, the size of a, you know, a credit card. And I'm doing everything I can just to keep my arms in, so I don't get my little chicken wing flying out there. So that was my major accomplishment on this movie.
It's so funny, man. You know, especially with guys that have been in the military. When they watch a movie, they watch the movie. I mean, they are taking note of every single thing that you do. We had Keanu Reeves on the show, and he said we had a military consultant on John Wick because we want to get it right, because we hear from these veterans, and they just like you're talking about. I mean, they tell you when you get it wrong, right?
Oh, well, one of my honestly best friends is a guy named Duke Harbin, and another former team guy, and I will bring up a movie. And he will get so mad. I mean, so, like, how stupid it was. Oh, yeah, guy got shot 4 times. All of a sudden, now he's, like, riding a motorcycle. And so, so now I know all the triggers. I know whenever I see something that I know he's going to hate, I always bring it up going, like, oh, that was an incredible film. And they'll be like, oh, come on, dude. That guy, you know, guy didn't even have a magazine in his AR.
Right.
We're talking. Gun wasn't even cocked. There wasn't a bullet. Yeah, just one thing after the next, and it makes him so mad. Which I really have tears in my eyes right now, just thinking about how angry.
We're talking to Ed Quinn.
Because I know when we're making a movie with a bunch of chicken heads, you know.
Right. Right.
But I know they're right.
Talking to Ed Quinn here of the National Defense. The Oval, of course, in that new movie is Shadow Force, is playing in the theaters everywhere. And so we also had Tyler Perry on a couple of years ago. One of the nicest guys, that we've ever talked to. But talk about a guy that never stops working. Man, it seems like every other day you hear about a Tyler Perry project.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what your... You know, when you watch people's careers and what they chose to be, you know, with the focus on. You know, like when Diary of a Mad Black Woman came out and just blew the box off something, he could have easily then just become an actor and
right.
He would be. And he's such an underrated actor. That's the amazing part. He could have just been, you know, at the Tom Hanks, Will Smith level for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
But that's not what he wanted to do. He wanted to keep telling stories. He wanted to build this empire. He had a different vision. And, you know, he had built his audience over decades. And he, you know, yeah, he is, you talk about living the dream. He is living his dream. Mm-hmm. And he could have made things a lot easier, could have only done studio films, he could have just been a big star. And instead he became, he's still American. Bigger than a star, he's an icon, but he's also a mogul, and he's built an infrastructure that will be around, you know, long after he passes. I mean, it's just, he's going to be like a Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Kind of,
on the planet for a long time.
Do you guys shoot the Oval in his Georgia compound down there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yes. He built a replica of the White House. I mean, I remember
wow.
It wasn't even built when I got the job, and I watched it be built in front of my eyes, and now there's this giant White House there that is that's our house. And I actually so he bought Fort McPherson Air Force Base.
Right, right.
And there's a whole historic district where, you know, the officers' quarters were, all these beautiful old homes. Yeah. I mean, I think FDR lived there. I think Colin Powell lived there. I mean, it's incredible. And that's where I live. People ask me, like, hey, man, how's Atlanta? I'm like, I have no idea. I've never been there. I fly in. I go, I'm not kidding. I swear to you, I have a motorcycle on the lot, and I go straight to I have my one house, you know, 7 West, and that's my home. And it's been my home for 7 years. I live there. I only go somewhere if I have to do an event or make an appearance. The only way they drag me off. And everybody just sort of laughs. But that way there's a gym, there's lakes, there's an old officer's golf course. It's all, you know, in disrepair. It's not, so I just, the cart tracks are there. I just go for walks. There's the, you know, white-tailed deer and foxes and coyotes, and it's just gorgeous.
So cool.
I'm living like a corporal in or spy corporal.
A general. Yeah, really.
You know, but like 1954. You know, like, yeah. I mean, like I'm living in the big badass. You know.
I mean, you are Ike Eisenhower right now, right?
Yeah, literally. Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's exactly it. And I could not be happier. I mean, when you've been in the business this long and you've done all the, you know,
right,
30 plus years of this. The idea that I can live on the set and have a motorcycle and drive 2 minutes over to the stages and go to work and then come home. And, you know, I got kids and stuff. You know, it's the last thing I want to do is talk to anybody. My house was haunted when I first got there. You can, like, look it up online. There was a whole thing on TMZ.
Really? Really?
And Tyler told me. Everybody told me. They're like, you can't live here, man. It's got ghosts. And I'm like, nope. Me and the ghosts.
Hey, the ghosts are living pretty good. I'll just stay here with them.
Yeah, no. I just want the quiet, the peace, the quiet. I'm just like, oh no, this is my time. Like, I'll just be here with my good. Hopefully, I'm here in the morning. And if I'm not,
cool.
I went doing what I love.
That's,
you know,
cool, man.
And being abducted by evil spirits.
Right. hey, you know what? I can see that movie coming out.
Right. That's the movie. I don't know if we're shooting the Oval still or
Dallas. Right.
This is nonsense. Make a movie about the actor going through some sort of weird, you know, mystical portal, like trying to, like, do his soapy drama.
Ooh. How about coming back as a some kind of creepy general that, man, we got to write that.
I don't know why you're pitching me. I'm in. I'm already in. I'll find the paperwork. You know all the fancy people. Let's get this thing greenlit.
That's so good. Ed Quinn, man, it's so great to talk to you. Congratulations on all the success. And Shadow Force is out right now. Thank you, Ed.
You so much for having me, and to your audience, thank you so much for all that you guys do. You know, I people don't say it enough, but you know, I only get to do what I do, and we get to live the way we live because of you guys all keeping us safe.
Thank you, man. That's so good. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Washington, D.C. is where unforgettable events happen, and Events D.C. makes it all possible. As the city's official convention and sports authority, Events D.C. is your one-stop shop for planning in the nation's capital. From the Walter E. Washington Convention Center to the historic Carnegie Library and more, they manage the venues that make events shine. Conventions, sports, entertainment, and cultural celebrations. Events D.C. brings them all to life. Make your next event a D.C. event. Visit eventsdc.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
America's Golden Dome and the repeal of income tax. Is Donald Trump aiming for a pipe dream or the American dream? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Join us Father's Day weekend, June 14th and 15th. It's the perfect place to celebrate and treat Dad to fun, food, and family. Black Bear Diner also added four brand new and returning classics to the menu at 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Ken Burns is back with us. Man, I mean, what hasn't this guy done? He's been making documentary films for almost 50 years, and since the Academy Award nominated Brooklyn Bridge in 1981, you know, the greatest documentaries ever made, the Civil War, baseball, jazz, the war, the national parks, and the list continues now because... 8 years in the making, The American Revolution. It's a new six-part, 12-hour series directed by Ken Burns and his team, and it comes out in November. Ken, how you doing?
I'm doing really, really great. It's actually, we're up to 9.5 years since I said yes to the revolution, and when I said yes, nobody was talking 250. I didn't think about it. I just thought, wow, it's going to take us this amount of time, and about 4 years out, I went, wait a second. It's going to come out the year that the revolution began, and 250 years after the year that the revolution began in 75. What a great thing to help set the stage for all the celebrations we're going to have leading up to July 4th, 26th, the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Wow. But, you know, Lexington and Concord is 15 months before that, and there's, you know, Bunker Hill is, you know, 13 months before that, and lots of stuff, good and bad and otherwise, is happening to the Patriot cause, and it was important to tell a complete story. We kind of hold the revolution off as if it's an archaeological relic in amber. It's just guys thinking great ideas in Philadelphia, and that's a huge part of the story. But I don't think we realize how down and dirty, how violent the revolution is, how much of a civil war it is also. And that's what we try to say. It isn't just like being conquered, followed by the surprise attack at Trenton, followed by Yorktown, boom, done. It's about 50 battles. It's about all of these tensions of what a civil war does when your neighbor's a loyalist or your neighbor's a patriot,
right,
and you're a loyalist, whatever it might be. So we introduce you to all of the main characters and make them human again, not marble statues collecting bird, you know what, but real human beings that have flaws, that are rash, that are, you know, make mistakes and are also as great as they ever could be as human beings, and then introduce you to dozens of new people you've never heard about, from kids to women to Native Americans to blacks to French soldiers to German soldiers to British soldiers and generals and prime ministers and kings and the whole panoply of people who populate this cast. And so we literally have hundreds of first-person voices to complement the narration that's read by Peter Coyote. And while there are no photographs or newsreels, we make up for it with maps and with paintings and with drawings and with documents and with following the incredibly attentive reenactors who wear the French uniforms or the Patriot militia uniforms or the Patriot Continental uniforms or the British or the British cavalry or the Germans. I mean, it is, they're people that you're watching and you're sure their underwear is correct through the time. They need to come alive. And we don't direct them on any given battle. We just filmed them for years and just collected this huge archive that then we would use to intermatch with it. And so it doesn't feel like those kind of cheesy reenactors. It feels like it's an integral part. And I love maps, and maps are a huge part of this. So anybody, even someone not interested in military stuff, is going to understand what happened at Germantown, is going to understand what happened at Brandywine, to take two battles just, you know, before and after Philadelphia fell to the British, or what the biggest battle of the Revolution at Long Island was like, and how lucky George Washington was to get away with his army and his life and not have to surrender at that debacle, or Saratoga, or Yorktown, or all the stuff going on in the Carolinas. Really, to me, it was for the last 9+ years of like daily discovery. Like, wow, I didn't know that. And I hope to pass on that kind of our discovery process so that everybody else who thinks they know about it or you know, whatever, this is the most important event in world history after the birth of Christ.
That's a big statement. We're talking to Ken Burns here on the National Defense, the new documentary, The American Revolution.
I'll tell you why. It's true, Randy, because before that moment, everybody's a subject under authoritarian rule. But there's one place, 13 former colonies clinging to the Atlantic seaboard, who are now citizens. This new concept, never before thought of, that have huge responsibilities to be virtuous, to be educating themselves. That's what the pursuit of happiness is, lifelong learning, to be tolerant of other religions, to not make an establishment of religion, to be able to invest in individual people the trust to govern themselves. It's the biggest idea since Christ.
What happened? What happened to all of that? You know, that's what I'm very excited about too, Ken, is that this could not come out at a better time in our country. And the way that the politics, the divisiveness, I mean, to get back to a concept like that, man, what a time.
Yeah, well, you know, it was very divided back then. And we're very divided now, so this is not unfamiliar to the course of stuff. This isn't the Civil War where we murdered 750,000 of our kind. But I think a story like this can help reinvest us with the energy that came at our founding.
Yeah.
I like to say, I want to put the us back in the U.S. That's an important thing to do. Like, I have spent my life making films about the U.S., but also us, all of the intimacy of us, and all of the majesty and complexity and contradiction and even controversy of the U.S. And that's the most privileged space I've ever been. And I think because we've pulled out civics, we pulled out history from school, that it's really important for us to be re-reminded, not the platitudes, not the political speeches, not the blah, blah, but the real in-depth nitty-gritty of the sacrifice. Look, this is Memorial Day weekend. The sacrifice that it took for us when the chances were absolutely zero of this ragtag group of colonists, rebels the British called us, patriots we called ourselves, to be able to defeat the greatest military power on earth. That is a stop-the-presses story, even if it didn't come along with these great ideas of the idea of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's big stuff. I won't work, Randy, on a more important film than that.
Wow. Wow. Well, Ken, yeah, like most Americans, I can say that everything I know, I learned from Ken Burns. And, you know, to be able to paint, you know, pictures and images and stories about what you've done in the past, baseball, jazz, you know, most people go, well, yeah, I want to find out about that. But so how do you get them invested in the American Revolution?
Well, I think, you know, the best part of a story is telling them, approaching it at an angle you didn't think about.
Sure.
So the way, you know, we knock on the door, but we go in the back door, right? And all of a sudden you're in unfamiliar territory and you go, wow, I hadn't realized, I hadn't made that connection. And then I think David McCullough, the late historian, once told me that good history is thinking that it might not turn out the way you know it did. Hmm. Like, George Washington doesn't know he's going to win,
right?
Why should he? Why don't we put ourselves in his shoes for a while and understand, or the shoes of a 15-year-old from Connecticut who's joined the Continental Army named Joseph Lum Martin, or a gal from Yorktown named Betsy Ambler, 10 years old when the war began, 16 when it ended, and her family's well-to-do but made refugees, and they spend most of the war trying to escape the British because Yorktown's really close to the water and the greatest navy on earth. So when you begin to see, nobody knows. Lincoln doesn't know when he goes to Ford's Theater what's going to happen. And so if you tell a story well, you go to Ford's Theater thinking, maybe the gun will jam. Or you go here at something you know is a loss. Or you paint it so it is the inevitability that our comfort of our armchair looking back isn't there. And that's my job as a filmmaker, is to tell a story that when, as you're in it, you don't think it's necessarily going to turn out the way you know it did. And that's the greatest compliment I get over and over again. Not just, wow, I had no idea, I learned so many things, as you said kindly before, but also I was on the edge of my seat. I was showing some folks, newspaper guys, hardened journalists at a magazine that will remain nameless in New York City. I showed them the Battle of Long Island. Like, some of them live where this battle took place, and they had no idea.
Oh, wow.
But they all said, my heart was pounding. I didn't know how it was going to turn out.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The Home Depot has fast, free delivery on the perfect gift to help Dad do more this Father's Day. Because Dad is more than just a dad. He's groundskeeper of the yard, the perfecter of the patio, and the cleaner of the clippings. How are Dads doing with Ryobi cordless outdoor power tools from The Home Depot? Like the Ryobi 40-volt string trimmer kit for $159. For everything Dad is, find the perfect gift at The Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
The Mississippi River, what's now Illinois and Indiana and stuff like that. And, you know, this is the Home Depot guy. I'm going to go, whoa, Josh, please, you know, you're scaring me. I glory in war, you know. And you think, oh, wait, this is sounding like Robert Duvall in Apocalypse Now. And then, of course, that reminds you that human nature doesn't change. And so if you can make these people human, take the famous names and give them dimension, introduce you to new people that you probably don't know about, and some of them we never heard about, some of them even our academic and writer advisors hadn't heard about, and make them come alive for you. Now, you know, and you see them, you know, back at that time, either through a letter or a hand on a spinning wheel, if it's a woman, a loom, or in a garden, you know, over the dead bodies after a battle. I think it's a powerful experience for folks and a way to reinvest with the original energy of our founding. And maybe that's the way you help put us back in the U.S.
Yeah, I love that. We're talking to Ken Burns here on the National Defense, the American Revolution, new six-part, 12-hour documentary series coming out. I mean, the research that you do, and especially you give somebody like you 9.5 years to think about something, and this is what you get. And you guys are actually taking this on the road, right?
Yeah, we've been out for months and months already with the clips, some of the clips from episodes that are done. We've still got 2 episodes that aren't done, but we're sharing them. You know, we've been to the military academy at West Point. We've been to conventions of historians and social studies teachers. We've been to Richmond on the 250th anniversary of Patrick Henry, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death. We've been in Williamsburg with lots of people talking about the 250th, been in Yorktown, been in Jamestown, been in Boston and Lexington and Concord. I just got back from Charleston and Raleigh and Nashville, which didn't exist, and Atlanta, which didn't exist, sharing it, various clips. You know, we're heading back out on the road to Texas, to Dallas, to Austin, and to Houston. You know, we will travel by the end to 35 different cities all across the country. Even if you don't have, you know, a battle site there, the ideas are still central to who we are as a people. And I think it's as important in Honolulu and Juneau as it is in Boston or Charleston.
So, Ken, over the span of time that you've researched every day, you say you always find new things out. What was there one thing that maybe surprised you more than anything about the American Revolution?
You know, I would have to sort of say no, because there's every day was a constant surprise.
Sure.
But I think at the end of the day, it's just the fact that everything that we think about George Washington and has atrophied and sort of fallen away is all true. Without George Washington, we do not have a country.
Wow.
Full stop. Period. Doesn't happen. And who is this person? He's flawed, like we all are. He's rash. He runs out on the battlefield at Kipps Bay, and an aide has to grab the reins and pull him out of harm's way. He's just fearless. He does the same thing again at Princeton, and another aide puts his hands over his eyes, not wanting to see his commander killed. He comes into the battle at Monmouth Courthouse in the middle of New Jersey, and we're retreating, and all of a sudden, just his very presence stops the retreat, and it becomes an advance against the elite of the British fighting forces, Tarleton and Cornwallis and all this stuff, protecting the army of General Clinton, and as he's abandoned Philadelphia and heading back to New York to sort of regroup. I mean, it's just an amazing moment, and he makes some bad decisions. You know, he doesn't protect his left flank at Long Island. He doesn't protect his right flank at Brandywine, to disastrous results. But without him, we don't have a country.
Well,
inspiring men to fight, kids to fight, inspiring Congress, inspiring newspapers, inspiring bankers to support this thing, inspiring us today. And so I guess at the end of my day, I got to say, wow. I mean, the way he's fallen into myth, you know, a dollar coin across the Potomac didn't happen, chopped down the cherry tree, all the mythology that's grown up around him, to hear the real stuff, to hear his weariness at some points, to hear his anger at another point, to hear his perseverance and his consistency and his fundamental understanding after his defeat at Germantown, when he had the day, he was pushing the British Army right out of his encampments, right back into Philadelphia, and then all of a sudden, through a fluke, not his fault, the battle turns and it's another American loss and British victory. And he suddenly realizes, you know what, as long as I don't surrender, I can keep this going. The British have to win. I don't have to win. And they're 3,000 miles away from the home office, and they didn't realize how big our continent is. And so he's a perfect insurrectionary force commander, as the historian Jane Kaminsky says. And then Joe Ellis says he comes to a fundamental thing, you know.
Well, and that's what I love, though. I think
that's our country.
I think that's the magic that you bring, Ken. I mean, you do turn all of these historical figures and, you know, awesome images into real people with real problems and real flaws. But I think the reason that's so inspiring to all of us is that, you know, Washington wasn't born a great man. I mean, I think it should inspire us to say, whatever we have within us, we can make it into something like that if we have to. And that, I think that's just the magic.
it. You said it. God bless you for saying it. He didn't know he was George Washington.
Right.
He didn't know he was the father of the country. He didn't know he was the indispensable man. Neither did a 32-year-old guy, one of five people on this writing assignment to declare independence, named Thomas Jefferson. He said, we hold these truths to be self-evident. There's nothing self-evident about the truth they're about to...
Right.
Something like that on the earth. Everybody's been a subject up to this point, and he's investing us with new things, being a citizen, and a huge, huge responsibility. No higher office in the land than citizen. George Washington got that, retired his military commission, and then retired from the presidency without holding on to power. It's an example that is reverberates down the ages as the model of American leadership and goodness, and not transactional, but transformational behavior.
Hmm. Oh, man, I can't wait. I am 1,000% in The American Revolution, a new 6-part, 12-hour documentary series in November. It actually starts Sunday, November 16th, and for 6 consecutive nights through Friday, November 21st. Can all...
Yeah, man, we release the whole thing for streaming, so you can watch it whenever you want.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. Which probably was not the case with a lot of your early documentaries.
No, it didn't exist, you know, so people would stay home for the Civil War and everybody would watch it. They ran out of blank tapes in the Washington, D.C. area, the VHS tapes. It's great anecdotal stories, but now it's like, what? You gotta, you know, your kids gotta play? Well, okay. You can still stream episode 2, the Monday night show, the 17th, whenever you want to,
That's cool.
Can binge it. You know, I know a lot of people who are going to just watch the whole thing in one gulp.
That's me. I can't wait. Will there be any dancing from Hamilton?
Hamilton's there, and we do a lot of stuff where we take some familiar people, and we don't really invest in doing it because everybody knows, say, about Hamilton. Most people know about Jefferson. It's the people like, you know, we introduced in the opening seconds of episode 2, a guy who takes over Ticonderoga with Ethan Allen, a guy named, Benedict Arnold. And until a third of the way through the 6th and last episode, you don't go, ooh. You know, you go, uh-oh, I've heard that name before. But he's like one of Washington's best generals, you know, at Quebec, and particularly he's the hero of Saratoga, the great victory in which we forced the surrender of a British army that gives the French the confidence to come in on our side, to not just secretly send us money, but to send us uniforms, money, troops, and a navy that makes the difference in the war. I mean, that's the way you want to do it. So Hamilton makes these little guest appearances, if you will, all up and down the thing. In fact, he's the guy who has to tell his commander-in-chief why Benedict Arnold isn't there and why the fortifications at West Point aren't built up the way Washington ordered him to do, and that, in fact, he was about to surrender it to a British spy named John Andre and take what Washington thought was the most important strategic position in the United States, West Point, and turn it into, you know, turn it over to the British. And the whole backstory, which I won't tell you or spoil, is unbelievably interesting. It involves spies and coded messages, which we decipher, and love affairs and all of that. It's, you know, the stuff of today's spy thrillers. And then you realize, as the Bible says, there's nothing new under the sun.
Oh, man, I cannot wait. Come November, we're going to party like it's 1775, the American Revolution.
Yes. Hey.
Ken, listen, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for the great work.
My pleasure. Great to talk with you again, Randy.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.